In Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah gives us this comprehensive, overarching mandate of Kedoshim Tiyu. It obligates us to be holy and sacred people. On the Pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu, we find a very strange Medrash. Hashem tells the Jewish people, Kedoshim Tiyu. Says the Medrash, Hashem says, Yochel Kamoini, you might think that you shall be as holy as me, as holy as Hashem. Talmud Loimer, therefore the Torah tells us, Ki Kodesh Ani, I your God am holy. Kedishasi lemalem kedushaseichem. My holiness transcends your holiness. The simple understanding of the Medrash is, Hashem says, be holy, but don't think that you can be as holy as me. My holiness far surpasses your holiness. This Medrash is very bizarre. Isn't it obvious that Hashem is holier than us? Why would the Medrash need to tell us that? The Heilige Rishna, the Holy Rishna Rebbe, explained this Medrash with words that have entered the realm of legend. He said, Kedoshim Tiyu. Hashem is telling every Jew, you can be holy, you can be godly. But how can we attain this lofty level of divine holiness? Says the Medrash, Yochel Kamoini, you can achieve divine holiness. How can you do that? Talmud Loimar, by training yourself to say, Ki Kodesh Ani, I am holy. What an unbelievable interpretation from the Holy Rishna. He says, every Yid can attain godly holiness. It all comes down to how you view yourself. It all depends on what you tell yourself. What person do you see in the mirror? If you constantly tell yourself, I'm holy, I'm a man of God, then you will act that way as well. If you view yourself with the notion, I was chosen by Hashem to be holy, to lead by example, to be a model for the rest of the world, then you will attain godly holiness. If you tell your children, we are special, we are different, we don't act like the kid on the street where there's lawlessness, there's no accountability, there's no morality, then they will attain holiness as well. And this is what the Medrash is teaching us. Yochel Kamoini, you know how it's possible to achieve divine holiness? How can we instill confidence and greatness into our children? Talmud Loimer, train them to say, Ki Kodesh Ani, I am holy. I am special. I belong to the chosen nation. I don't do what they do. I don't go to certain places. Es passt nicht für mich. I'm a child of Hashem. It's unbecoming of a person like me to act that way. I'm above that. Ki Kodesh Ani, more is expected of me. I'm held to a higher standard. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible, incredible story. One day, a young boy comes home from yeshiva, and he tells his mother, we're having a siyum in yeshiva tomorrow. Can you please bake me a cake for this exciting occasion? And the mother thought to herself, this is perfect. We're having a birthday party for my co-worker at the office tomorrow. I was planning to bake a cake for the party, so I'll bake another cake for my son. So that evening, she bakes a beautiful 3-layer cake for the office, and just a plain cake in a 9x13 pan for the siyum. The boy wakes up in the morning, and he sees this magnificent cake. It's sitting there on the counter, and he thinks, wow, mommy went the extra mile to bake this beautiful cake for me. She thinks I'm really special. She appreciates all the toil and effort I put into finishing this mesechta. He grabs the cake and takes it to yeshiva. The mother wakes up, she comes into the kitchen, and she's horrified. Her fancy cake that took her 2 hours to decorate is gone. She picks up the plain cake and was about to drive to yeshiva to do the switch. But then she thought, I just can't do this to my son. He's probably so excited, and he showed off to all of his friends. If I take it back now, it will totally devastate him. So on the way to work, she stops into a bakery to buy a nice cake for her co-worker. Fast forward 12 years, is the day of her son's wedding, this son. And as they're about to head out to the wedding hall, her son approaches her. He tells her, Mommy, I want to tell you something that I've kept secret for a few years. About 3 years ago, when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, I got in with some bad friends. And we decided to go on a trip outside of Eretz Yisrael, to a place where no Jewish boy should ever find himself in. On the way to the airport, we stopped into a bakery to buy some food for the trip. I walk into the bakery and I see a 3-layer cake. And I reminded myself of when you baked me that beautiful cake when I was 10 years old. And then a little voice went off into my head. It was as if the cake started talking to me. What are you doing? How can you go on this trip? You are not like the other boys. You are special. Your parents think the world of you. How can you let them down? And right then and there, I decided to part ways from my friends. I tore up my plane ticket. I took a taxi back to yeshiva. And that moment, that memory, was what turned my life around. What a story. 12 years earlier, his mother told him, Kedoshim Tiyu. She trained them to say, Ki Kaddish Ani, I'm holy, I'm special, I don't belong on that trip. And that ultimately saved his life. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.